Om Shanti. 13th June 2019, Thursday. Today's slogan: a special soul is one who gives the experience of the sparkle and intoxication of spiritual royalty through his behavior. A special soul is the one who gives the experience of sparkle and intoxication, jhalak falak, of spiritual royalty through his behavior. Baba has many times used the word royalty. Royalty means, and that too, spiritual royalty. Royalty means a stage of being royal. Royal means that is which is related to kings. So royalty means it has more to do with manners, etiquettes, and greatness. So royalty means a person who is royal. Like those who are emperor, kings, or of a higher caliber. So, what is, or when we talk of the word spiritual royalty, what does it mean? And Baba is saying special souls are the ones, they give the experience of sparkle, intoxication of this royalty through their behavior. So when we say spiritual royalty or when we say spiritual behavior, it has more to do with manners, etiquettes, so manners and etiquettes, good behavior. Manners means written rules. Etiquettes means unwritten rules. Like if two people are talking, the third should not interrupt in between. So that's an unwritten rule. So it's more of an etiquettes. So spiritual royalty means spiritual behavior which has got royal manners, royal etiquettes. So we'll discuss something about this spiritual royalty. There are many, many different areas of life where good manners are needed. For example, let's begin with table manners. What are the table manners? Five people are sitting for food. So what are the table manners? Let everyone get served and then you start. If your plate is served, others are yet not served. Probably they have some special dish to come. So wait for them. So table manners means let everyone get served and then eat. Start eating. What else in table manners? Spiritual royalty. A person should look royal while eating, whether alone or mostly in a group. What else? One should eat, speak less, as less as possible during eating. Another important thing is use of cell phones during eating, especially when you are eating in a group. So one is started talking, and that's not a good manner. Other thing is people put the phone on loudspeaker mode during eating like this and they eat. Now to put the phone, cell phone on loudspeaker mode during eating, that is absolutely annoying to others because it is your personal talk. So what is that to do with others? Why unnecessary disturbing others? So don't restrict the use of cell phones during eating restrict, that is, one is speaking on cell phone, another is using and browsing something, trying to search something or trying to Google something. So that is another manner, table manner. What else? To pass over things, whatever, if requires. If something is on your side, you can help it pass on to the other person, rather than they themselves get up and try to reach over that thing. So try to pass over. Another thing, what else in table manner? If you have finished your food, stay back. Don't run away. Wait for everyone to finish, unless and until it is an emergency. And if at all you want to use the cell phone, you get up and use it, or take permission, or if you want to go early, take a permission and go away. Excuse. And if there is somebody who is coming and serving you again and again, so then how do you request that person? Or if you want something else, how do you request the person who is serving? What else? Table manner. Okay. So they should not. Okay. What else?
No sound of eating or.
You should have as less sound, because many times during drinking soup or liquids, they make weird sounds, or they munch the food loudly so that it becomes irritable to others, or they eat in a very, very voracious manner, as if it is going to get finished, or they eat very awkward manner. They will take their whole hand, put it in the rice and eat like this. Half of that is falling. So one should be royal during eating. Spiritual royalty means one should be very royal in eating. One should be eating less, rather than becoming a voracious eater, rather than becoming a glutton or asking more and more again and again, again and again. But that doesn't mean also that you remain hungry, because Mahatma Gandhi has described in his autobiography that when he had first gone to London, and then they were sitting for food every day, he was a paying guest, so he had a habit of eating Indian chapatis 3-4, and here only one, and he cannot even ask, it looks bad. So only one piece of bread, that's it. So he used to say that I literally remain hungry almost every day, because it looks wrong to ask for something more. So one should eat less. What else in table manners? How do you sit? You should be sitting nicely. Don't hit others below the table. Otherwise people have got habit, when they sit like that, they keep on moving like this, like this, like this, and they keep hitting others. Unusual habits. So they keep on eating others, or they keep on licking fingers after eating. It's very tasty. So some people may not like your habits of eating or licking or making noises like that. What else? They make a lot of sounds of utensils. So you should be as less voice as possible. Utensils and your own voice also. What else? Eat fast. What else? Eating fast is not a royal manner. Anything else? Thanking the host. Yeah, you should always thank the host. Or if you are invited there, you should thank those people. Or if you have invited others, even thanking them, thanking the guest and thanking the host, both things. If you are a guest, thank the host. If you are a host, thank the guest for coming. And what else? Don't, if you want to sneeze, nobody yawns during eating. But sneezing, of course, is not a very good manner. But then you cannot stop sneezing, but you should have a handkerchief with you, and so that you can prevent. Otherwise, don't sneeze so loudly that the particles of on his food. So like that. Another thing is that don't express disgust at the food. Dislike. It is not good. Who has prepared it? There's so less salt in this. Oil is less. Oil is too much. It is too chilly. It is too salty. It is too spicy. Suppose somebody has invited you and you go there and you start making complaint, the person's heart may get broken. So you have to respect. Because anybody who prepares something with love for you, accept it. Even if you don't like, you can eat less. But don't tear their heart apart by your strong comments on the food. And gossips during food should be avoided. Gossips. What else? Staring at others' plate. You should not be looking what others are eating. If they have a special food, it's fine. Let them have it. You keep on eating your own food. You concentrate on your own food. And you should, if you don't want anything and they are serving, don't make the plate like this. You can deny humbly, in a humble manner. Okay? So there are many, many etiquettes. Don't leftover. Lot of leftover. You know you are not going to eat it. So why are you unnecessarily taking it? So once you know, and if it is a something new item, take as less as possible, rather than it taking too much and then leaving it like that. And then even manners of hand washing, whether you wash there or you go to the basin, wherever. Another important manner is, if there is a table and there are chairs, once you get up and you pull your chair behind, after going, put your chair back. We see that is not done. Here also. Majority don't do that. Once you get up from the table, put your chair back as it was. And one more thing. Once you finish your food, nothing should be there left over on the table. Otherwise, particles of food, crumbles of food are there. Or even while eating, don't spoil your clothes. And more importantly, don't spoil others' clothes. Don't spoil others' clothes. So, seven-year-old girl Alice, she reaches Wonderland. And in that Wonderland, there is a Mad Hatter's party. You know, Alice in Wonderland? There's a small girl who goes through the hole and reaches the Wonderland. So there is a beautiful scene they describe at the table. There is a Mad Hatter's party there, and Alice reaches there. And Alice comes and sits there without asking. And the Mad Hatter says, how is it a good manner that you came and sat? And she says, because the chair no vacant, nobody was sitting, that's why I sat. But did we invite you? Mad Hatter persists. So don't sit unless and until you are invited. Don't go as an invited guest. Don't take people for granted. If somebody's birthday is there, your neighbor is invited, but you are not invited. So you have to understand that I need not to go. Don't go as an invited guest, uninvited guest. Okay? So these are known as, there are many, this is a big topic. This is first is table manner. Okay? Second, cell phone manner. What are cell phone manners? Or digital manners? Big, that includes email and everything. Cell phone manner means, don't talk loudly. don't pick up the call if you are in the middle of the meeting. And whenever you are in any class, make it a point that your cell is on the silent mode or on vibrate mode. And we see in the Pandavan or everywhere, most of the times in Yajna, that the illiterate mothers, they have a lot of mobiles with them, but they don't know how to operate. Their sons and their daughters give them mobile and they come to Madhuban. And there's a class going on and there's a big ring. But they are not aware that it is their mobile. Unless and until they are told by somebody that it is your mobile which is ringing. And the class is going on and the mobile ring is going on. Then they take up their purse, their bag. But now they don't know which section of the bag the mobile is. So they keep on unzipping the zip. They first open, that is not there. Second time, third time, then they somehow get it. And once they get it, now they don't know which to press to stop the thing. So then they get to know, yes, this is the button. And once it is pressed, and there only they start speaking loudly. And then others tell, go out. And they go out talking. And then they come back again. So cell manners means it's whenever you are in meeting, or at least when you are in front of your boss, don't pick up and start talking. So one should be talking softly, not talking loudly. Better not to put the cell on loudspeaker mode unless and until you are alone, and don't talk for a long time. That may irritate others. I am talking especially when you are amidst people. So, as less talk as possible, if possible. What else in cell phone manners?
Don't watch videos.
Especially in the Baba's room. People listen commentary and they do yoga. But when they do commentary, their earphone is not a very good quality one, so that others also listen the commentary. So one brother is sitting, he is listening Baba's song, and the other person, it is audible. So that's not a good one, because you are disturbing others. So no need of, if at all you are listening, it's fine. But then see that you can look for yourself that it is not audible to other person. Okay? So listening songs or something like that loudly, that's not a good manner. What else? Sometimes they take long time to pick up the call. They don't want to pick up. If I'm calling, or somebody is calling me, try to pick up as early as possible. Unless and until you are not willing, that is different. Otherwise, and sometimes people deliberately don't pick up when it is some annoying and irritating call. That is another thing, that's more of a personal thing. But otherwise, one should pick up as early as possible. What else? Cell phone manners. Alarms, or most importantly in Madhuban, traffic control. Everybody has installed traffic control in their mobile. So there is so much disturbance. If the yoga is going on and the traffic control is at 7:30 in their mobile, the song is played five minutes before or 2 minutes before. It is traffic control, which is the time which is in Madhuban. So different traffic controls played. So whenever one comes in Madhuban, you don't have to have traffic control here, because already it is played here. So uninstall the traffic control thing. This is a very important thing. The moment one comes in Madhuban, one should uninstall traffic control software. Otherwise your traffic control and Madhuban's traffic control, they are different timings. 2-3 minute, even if it is 2 minutes difference, 1 minute difference, half minute difference, the song which is played will disturb others. So, traffic control, that is also bad manner. What else? Talking loudly when others are around and during sleep, means like at night when everybody is sleeping and you are talking. What else? Then there are some personal things like sending irritating messages or disturbing messages to others. Just annoying them. The purpose is just to annoy. Or abusing them. Something like that. Online abuses. Yeah, this is also somebody is charging the mobile. You take it out and start your charging your mobile. So, and if don't pick up anybody's mobile. Don't take anybody's mobile and start seeing what is there. Don't start checking others' mobile. Unless and until you have taken permission. Otherwise also not. You don't touch anybody's things. These are very personal things. So one should not see anybody's mobile. What else? Allow others while talking. Yeah, somebody is so aggressive, they don't allow one phone. They continuously talk. What else? If you receive the call, like in the government setup or public sectors, there are landline phones. So there should be proper way of talking. First introducing yourself, who you are. This is this talking from this side. And this company, this hospital, like in our hospitals, like they how they talk. This is sister, this, from P1 ward, P2 ward, from ICU. This is how they talk. Or even doctor, this is doctor, this calling from this. I want to talk with this. Like there should be proper communication. Yeah, so you should introduce whenever you talk with a new person. For example, we often have to talk with the new people. So, introduce yourself first of all. Who you are? Hello, this is this. I am calling from Madhuban. So, first you introduce yourself. You begin with introduction, Om Shanti and whatever. Introduce yourself and then start talking. Okay. Once a doctor in the hospital, who is in charge of some unit from some department, receives a call and that person says, hello, I want to know the condition of patient who is in room number 3. How is she doing? So the doctor says, okay, she is doing well. So she asks the person on the call, asks, how is she? How are her reports? Doctor says, her reports are excellent. She is improving day by day. Does she have any other problem now? No, she is okay. When is she going to be discharged? So the doctor says, okay, she is going to be discharged in 1 or 2 days. Any other test to be done? So doctor says, no, nothing, no more test to be done. She is improving day by day. So the doctor asks, who are you? Are you her relative? That patient's. She says, no, I am that patient. Because nobody speaks with me. Because nobody tells me how I am, nobody tells me when I am going to be discharged, nobody tells me whether I am improving, how am I test. So she says, I am that person. It's a joke. So phone manners, so table manners, phone manners, then washroom manners, bathroom manners. This is also manners. You go and you never come out. There are 3 people in the room and you take 1 hour. And everybody has to go for the Murli class. That's a bad manners, taking a lot of time. Second, you go and once you come out, the other person sees your hair are there in the basin. Your hair in the basin. Or you go, or everything is hodgepodge once you go. Your clothes are inside, littered, kept anywhere. The other person is going to come. The next somebody has to take bath. So that's also not a good manner. What else? Wasting a lot of water. That's not a good manner. What else? We had gone to one center long back. So two of the brothers. And there was a joke. That bathroom door was could not get locked. So sister says, once you go inside, keep singing. So good manners. Then Baba room's manner. Once you sit in Baba's room, what are the manners? There are people, if the door is open, the first thing they do is open the door loudly so that that makes a noise. So inside, whosoever is sitting says, who has come first. Or second, if they bring their polythene and they make a lot of noise with the polythene sitting in Baba's room inside. Or they want to write letter to Baba. So they will open their zip 3 times and then take out their pen and make the voice with the pen, and then they write letter to Baba, and then they tear that page, and everybody listens the voice. If you want to write letter to Baba, you should go prepared with a letter, with a page. No need of tearing that page inside the Baba room, making the noise there, or making noise of the polythene, or taking big bag inside Baba's room and occupying the place where one person can sit. People do like that. And if you want, keep it on your lap. Don't keep it here, there, here. Or you keep as if in one chair as if somebody is coming and that person never comes. So don't occupy the seat. So that's not a good manner. So there are manners. Or there is a sofa. You sit on the sofa. There's an earthquake the moment you sit. So loudly they sit. So forcefully they sit that everybody starts shaking. So that's also not a good manner. So one should sit very loudly. You should enter Baba's room as if no soundless entry. Sit there soundlessly and go out soundlessly. Or there are some other people do have a habit. If suppose one brother is sitting, other person will sit. And after finishing his yoga, he will stand there for 5 minutes, taking drishti from Baba. Till the time, the person who is behind you is in trouble. He has to do like this. So they keep on standing like that, taking drishti from Baba. Okay, to take drishti. Okay. If so long as nobody is coming, it's fine, but you should not obstruct it. Or there are people who keep on sitting for hours together. Okay. So that's not a part of very good manner. So Baba's room manner, washroom manner, table manners, eating manners, speaking manners, cell phone manners. What else? There's a huge category of manners. More than 100 different manners. What else? Writing manners, email manners, talking manners. What else? Going for picnic. What all things to be done in picnic, picnic manners, then traffic control manners, then classroom manners, what else, then sleeping manners, how do you sleep? Some people sleep in such an awkward position, if you see them, it's horrible. So manners, good manners, it's shown in Ramayana that Sri Ram is sleeping, the way he sleeps, and the moment he gets up, even while in sleep, he looks like a yogi. So you should be very royal manner, sleeping manners. Yeah, eating manner, eating finished. Kitchen manners. Kitchen manners. Yeah, kitchen manners should be there. Dining table manners, dining hall manners, dining living room manners. When you go as a guest, yes, one more. When you stay in room in Madhuban, 3 days, one comes in Madhuban and stays in room. While going, the room should be kept in the same manner as it was while coming. Everywhere, everything, dustbin and everything should be so much, so clean. Everything should be so clean that nothing should be waste over there. On the table, whatever you have, take it out, everything. or the bed sheet should be clean and without any wrinkles, like that. Otherwise, you leave it like that. Don't leave. Keep it proper while going. A pillow, this, and your bed sheets, napkin, your bathroom, your washroom, everything. The way you had entered while going, keep it in that manner, as if you think that somebody else is going to come. Yeah, pieces of tolis or some rotten thing you have dropped in that dustbin. So these are bad manners. If dustbin, while going, take out that dustbin and throw it in the bigger dustbin. That dustbin should be empty before you go. That's a good manner. So today's slogan is spiritual royalty. Royalty means manners, good manners. It's all about good manners. We can have a separate class on good manners. Yeah? Good manner is a thing that you have to learn every day. It's a thing one keeps on learning and learning and learning. So special soul is the one who gives the experience of sparkle and intoxication of spiritual royalty through his behavior. Om Shanti.